Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everyone. So excited to be here on tonight at our kickoff party for Live Your Dream, which happened with our IPH Network party. We have two wonderful guests, and we have some other callers that will be calling in as well. And we are just, you know, just happy to have this going forth to provide a platform for everyone where everyone can actually live out their dreams, share it with the world, get exposure, get, you know, whatever's coming for them. I'm just super, super, super excited tonight. We had a long day today in social media. When I say a long, long day, we were just got our information from our London magazine, who just sent back a request and asked us to provide 10 more models, which is super cool, to provide for the magazine so they can get exposure over there. And who knows, hopefully we'll see some of our models on the catwalk in Italy and different places in Europe. So I just want to give a shout out to all the models who made this happen, got that information in on time. And I am just, you know, just happy to know that you all on it, you want it, and those who want it, they will get it. So definitely we are here tonight to celebrate this greatness and all that. Over the past weekend, we went to Durham Fashion Week. You never know how you're going to come across different people, how God put you in people's path. And on tonight, our two guests, they're going to be brought on shortly. They are definitely making a way in the industry and the world and so in a different aspect. But we all going after the same thing, wanting to live out our dream, wanting to take whatever we put on earth to do, leaving our legacy. And getting it, well, not only leaving it, but putting it in a place that we can leave it, you know, for others to definitely know who we are. And for our kids, like I said, I tell my grandkids definitely will enjoy all the greatness that I'm doing. My kids will enjoy it, but my grandkids and great-great-grands, hopefully they'll be able to take this to another level. So we're going to go ahead and actually bring. Hello, everyone. Can y'all hear me okay? Hello?
This is Anthony Richardson checking in.
Hi, Anthony. Do we have Hennessy on the phone also? Well, definitely, Anthony, thank you for tuning in. We were having a little bit of technical difficulties at the top of the call. Do apologize about that. How are you doing on today?
I am doing very well. Thanks for asking.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I'm doing well also. I'm just super excited to have all our guests online. And we have one more that we're going to pull on. And we do see the message board lighting up for questions. Feel free to definitely join in, everyone. If you are actually on a call and you're not speaking, put your phone on mute so it can keep out the background noise. But I want to say thank you, thank you. So, Anthony, how was your day? What's been going on with you today?
Oh, wow. It's, every day is a I mean, what would you call it? It's every day when you're in a position like this is a challenge and a blessing. It's a challenge and a blessing.
Yes. So I know when we touched base with you and a couple of days ago, you were out and about making things happen. So that's what you have to do, huh?
That's exactly what we were doing today too. We were out and about making things happen. You know, like I say, every day is a challenge. You have to, you know, you worry about the sun rising and the sun setting, and that what you do in between that sun, that daylight, it determines if you're going to have a good day or a bad day. It determines if you win or lose. You either lose a day or you gain from that day because you can never get it back. So, yeah, every day I'm out to.
Yeah. Well, we were super excited. But before we go further, we do hear some echoing in the background. So if it's someone who has someone near them who called in also to the our radio station, it's going to get feedback if you're in the same space. So if you are, put yourself on mute and you still can stay and listen. So that will take away from the background echoing noise. So thank you again. So I know this weekend has been, last weekend has been grand. Just seeing you and meeting you and just knowing all the things you do, the world definitely needs to know even more. I know that you're getting your name out there. We went on your website and also love it. We love your website. Beautiful, nice, nicely done. And the flavors are just outstanding. Yeah. Yeah, so share with the listeners and everyone, how did you get into as far as actually having different flavors and creating this great, great, wonderful tea?
Wow. Well, actually, doing what you're doing right now, I am the host of the Love and Rhythm Show. I am the Love and Rhythm Show. It's online radio. Actually, visually live. Let me get that right. It's a visually live radio show. I'm on Mondays and Wednesdays from 8:30 to 10:30, and my crowd is adult. It's us.
Yeah.
I play old school love songs, and that's it. It has to be a beautiful song, not just slow songs, but love songs, and some songs with substance and meaning. So me and my crowd, we drink wine together because, you know, again, it's visually live, so you can look right at me and you can talk directly to me and I can talk directly to you. And sometimes when I put something in that glass and people are asking me, what do you got in that glass? And I might say, well, I got that. Well, I'm not going to tell you. Well, that was the beginning of what we call the world's best tasting tea. That was the beginning.
Wow.
Recreated the pineapple lime tea. It was just a mix. I just threw something together to make it look like a Long Island iced tea. And I kept it for months, just on air, put it up to the screen. And people would think it was Long Island iced tea, and it was actually the pineapple lime tea. This is something I threw together for, you know. And then I started having guests on, Tony Terry and Dwayne Govan. And they would get, you know, I would serve them the tea. And they were asking me, what is this? What is that? And I started thinking, you know, when someone asked me to make them some, I said, hold on. Can I take a gallon home with me? And say, wait a minute, what do I have here? So eventually I went online and I looked up a company called Power Brands.
Yeah.
And when I talked to Power Brands, and they were typically just like, hey, send me your money. You know how everybody is. Just send me your money, and we'll do this for you, and we'll do that. Well, I put it in reverse. I sent them 12 jars of the tea. And when they got that tea, they started blowing my phone up.
Wow.
So, so we reversed that. They actually produced the tea before they received any money. You know, of course, you know, you're going to take care of a person who takes care of you. You know, I wasn't looking for anything free, but I just knew how the business worked. If someone wants something, they will do what they need to do to get it from you. And they did what they needed to do. We created that tea. We created a formula for that tea, which is now called the pineapple lime tea. And, you know, when you're creating, you're up against everyone else that has a beverage. It's just like music. If you create a song, and then this is why producers are so hard on everyone that sings. When you sing commercially or produce commercially, you're up against Usher, if you're an R&B singer. You're up against Justin. You're up against all of the top artists who are fighting for a spot. Well, it's the same with Unique Flavors. We had to fight against Lipton. We had to fight against Snapple. We had to fight against Arizona. We had to fight against everyone who had a tea out there, honest tea. We had to fight against them. So we won the battle. Because during the taste test, there were numerous, I got to say, over 100 different beverages on that table. And those tasters went down the line tasting all the beverages. And when they got to Unique Flavors, they stopped. They conversate amongst each other, and then they went on down the line.
And love it.
Yep, they came back, and they tasted the Unique Flavors tea again, and they held that tea up and that this is the one, this one. This is the tea. So from that point on, everything just took off like a rocket. I mean, everything just took off. Today, here we are with offers from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
If this offer from McDonald's would have came a year ago, maybe I probably would have jumped on it so quick. And anybody else would have jumped on it. But over a period of time, when you really find out that God has given you something, when you really know that it was a gift and it wasn't you, you do not sell out. And like I said, too often we create something wonderful and then we sell it. We sell it for a dollar bill, what I call trade paper. And that's exactly what it is, trade paper.
Yes, and it is so, you know, that you said that, because even I think of when I love Myrtle Beach and the history goes back where they sold the front, the beachfront property for a dollar. You know, a lot of the black families that had land right there on the beach, they sold it, and not knowing the importance on how it was going to be today. So you're so right. So how many different flavors do you have altogether? How many different flavors?
Well, now you, when you met me, a few days ago, I had I had 10. Today,
wow.
I have 13.
What?
Today I have 13. When you met me, I had 10. You see, the gold is 48. We're shooting for 48 flavors. And that's when we're going to stop. So at any given time, we will create. We're always in creative mode. When you asked me the other day what I was doing, and I was out there, I said I was out there. That's what I was doing. I was finding. We find the best of the best. We don't use anything that's just mediocre. It has to be something totally unique. It can't be a mixture of fruits our juice, our whatever we use to create our teas, it can't be a mixture like apples and oranges and pears and strawberries in one bottle. It has to be 100% mango. It has to be 100% apple. It has to be 100% muscadine, your favorite. Everything has to be 100%. It is what makes us unique. And
yeah.
You know, I would hate to use the word smart, but I would just say I was wise enough to research the name Unique Flavors.
Yes, and when you did that, of course, when I started my singles website some years back, I was actually praying about the name. So was it that same type of way for you when it hit you? For that, or how you came across getting that name? Oh, are you still there with us? Evan, I think I lost you for a second. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, then.
I'm still
here. So how was it when you were actually coming across the name? I know you said you did your research, so... share with us how that name came across, because this is definitely separates you from so many different other teas out there, and that uniqueness, that's the name that you want to say. If someone say, well, you know, your tea is really good and it is so unique, so that's a perfect name.
Exactly. It was difficult to tie down Unique Flavors. I can definitely tell you that, because it was that Unique Flavors was mainly used to describe unique flavors pie or Unique Flavors,
yes.
You know, whatever. But it's amazing that no one ever really just tied that name down, Unique Flavors. So I had to go through a few channels to actually tie that name. It was a little long process. It took about six months to get the name Unique Flavors.
Okay.
They had to research it and they had to go to courts and they had to find out if I was able to have it as a name as opposed to using Unique Flavor Teas. So the end results, I ended up owning Unique Flavors. So I actually literally own Unique Flavors now. So, and I suggest that everyone and anyone that has a business, you come up with a name, you come up with a name, come up with a commercial name.
Yes.
Find a commercial name, a name that's universal. Okay? That makes a difference of where you stand in the industry. It makes a difference, a huge difference. You know, Bubba's fried chicken, you know, will only go so far. You know, when you're in, it depends on what business you're in and how big you want to be. You know, you don't tie yourself by using a name. And I made that mistake, but before doing a business, Anthony Richardson's Trucking.
Uh-huh.
And, right? So I changed the name later on to Superior Service and Installation. Then I got two big contracts.
Wow.
You see?
And that's true. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
When you're in the tea business, you don't want to cater to just like a certain group my teas are considered universal. When someone asks me, what's your region? Who are you trying to target? I cannot answer that question. Who am I targeting? I'm targeting everyone. You see my commercial, there's a baby on there drinking the tea, crying for the tea as opposed to for candy. You know, you don't want that candy. Bump that candy, he said. Uh-uh. Give me that tea.
That's awesome. Oh my goodness.
You know, that commercial was actually, we were trying to shoot a commercial. We couldn't shoot it because he wasn't having it. And then you have a Vistage chair CEO, a billionaire drinking the tea right there on the camera. So you got a little baby all the way up to a 72-year-old, a 68-year-old Vistage chairman drinking the tea. So how do you answer a question? What's your target? Your target is the world.
Is the world, exactly. Exactly. Well, Anthony, definitely, we're super excited, you know, for you sharing that with us. And what we're going to do, we do have Hennessy, he's on the line, but what we're going to do is go to a commercial break shortly. And we'll be back on with you, and I want you to also share also how someone can locate you. I know with the website and information that comes about, that is something great to have someone to go and be able to see that. And also what we're going to do is talk a little bit about what's going on Top Miles and Talent Scout Network when we come back. I know it's a tie almost where we have three finals in our finale, and they are in it to win it. They are definitely trying to get it. So we'll be back shortly after this commercial break, and thank you all so much for tuning in.
All right, thank you.
Model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPA, Infinity Powerhouse. The source of models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including Gucci Style, DM and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine. IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at infinitypowerhouse.com or send an email to infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled INFINITI. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you all for tuning in. I see the message board lightening up. Thank you all. I often have my favorite. I say definitely the five that I see. I see some more definitely in. Any questions you all have? One of the questions that was about the different flavors, and he did answer that. He's what his goal is. So we definitely, if you have any more questions, send it through the message board. Also, we have someone looking at Facebook to see if any questions come through Facebook. So keep it coming, everyone. We're super excited. So, Hennessy, Williams, are you there? Hennessy? Okay. Well, I'm not sure what's going on. We kind of someone communicated with him early and said he's on. I do see some other numbers lighting up on our switchboard as well. So if you're there. And just let us know if you're there or not. Are you there? Well, no, we're not getting any feedback. This young man was actually at a nightclub in Raleigh. We was able to actually listen to him live with his music, outstanding music. And it took you back to where you want to. It's a bedroom type of mode. So a lot of the music that we've been listening to, and also that they provided like a CD for us as well. I mean, love his music, love his style. A lot of big things going to be happening for him as well. And he's from Augusta, Georgia. He is. We're at the after party in Durham, North Carolina last weekend, and the crowd loved him. So we have a little bit of music from him. Are you ready, engineer, to play a little bit of music from him? So Hennessy, if you're there, let us know. Hit us up on Facebook if you have any problems where you can't get all the way in. But we're going to play a little bit of your music now and let the listeners hear it. And also, message board, please feel free to definitely send any questions our way, answers. We have someone who created some great, great steak, which Muscadine is one of my favorite. I did taste the peach one as well. So how exciting is that?
Designer. I mean, he captivates the show. You know, he has everybody at attention when he does a show. Carlisle and Kiki Michelle, those are some great, great, great people that I think that the world needs to know about them.
Yes. And I had the opportunity to talk to him about 4 months ago, and then lead up to about a week before, a couple of days before the show. Just intrigued me in so many ways. I just felt his calmness, you know, because one of my models actually talked with him, and she was like, well, I can't do this because of this. He was like, just come when you can, just make it when you can. We'll be all right. And, you know, and made her felt home and made her felt relaxed. So just meeting him and just knowing his style is just, it's just wonderful. So I'm just super excited that we've had a chance to meet him. I'm sorry, what you were saying?
It's just absolutely, these people have godly hearts. They really do. Coming from me, that's saying a lot. I've been out here since 92 professionally making music. You know, I'm the original writer and producer of Someone to Love and When Can I See You Again by Babyface and John B. Those songs came from me. So I've been out here doing music forever. And I run in and meet everybody you can name. Even the guys that they were signed to, even the gentlemen that they were signed to, Dick Griffey, Solar Records, Sounds of Los Angeles Records. And he's a tough, tough, tough character to deal with. And again, I'm saying that to say that you can tell when someone is genuine. And Carlisle and Kiki Dale, those are genuine people.
Yes.
Definitely. My hat's off to them, and I will, whatever they decide, whenever they call and say, Anthony, you want to do this in Texas, yes, I'm going with
yes.
you. Okay, yes.
Hello.
We're
and I tell everybody that I feel like I'm still there. You know, when you've experienced a good movie, you've experienced a good, you know, just a good company, I tell everybody, I say, I feel as though I am still there at that show. And I've been in shows myself, and I'm used to being a part where I entertain. I call it entertaining people because you met your personality show. And it just you don't see that too much in a lot of shows. They want to be more on the couture side where it's just all about just straight up and down, no, you know, funny movement, no quick movement, no, you know, it just, you know, just straight up and down. So we also, I believe now we have Hennessy on the call. And I do apologize to all, and I'm so sorry for him to have any difficulties getting online with us on the show, because we always say you never know what's going to happen. We can plan something accordingly, but, you know, you have to keep moving and striving on. So do we have Hennessy here on the phone with us now?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
All right. I'm not sure what was going on, but my technicians, they've been on it trying to figure out and making sure all that all is well. So tell us, how are you doing on today?
I'm fine. Sort of tired. I've been in the studio all day, but everything's good.
Okay, wonderful. So we played some of your music, and it's hashtag I love you and
yes,
outstanding.
Ma'am.
And we were able to visit your SoundCloud. We also see all the great things you're doing. I had a moment to chat with you at the club that night where
yes,
you
ma'am.
Said you asked for you to come, and you came. So how did
yes,
you
ma'am.
Get connected with all that was going on?
Wait, what went on in Raleigh or – just in music, period.
Raleigh. Uh-huh.
I got a friend that I normally do shows, a lot of shows for Chanel Wilson in Raleigh. And he just hit me up one day. One of the people who were sponsoring the show in Raleigh hit him up, and they said that they needed another act. And he called me like a couple of days before and asked me, could I do it, you know, open with Jay Holiday? I said, sure, no problem. So I just came on up there and did it.
Awesome. Well, you know, that's what it takes. And I know I go back to, and I thank Mr. Williams earlier today in reference to saying connecting people with great minds. And, you know, it's just great just where you connect, and you never know where it's going to lead. But sometimes it takes that one person to connect you to another 20. And
yes,
tonight
ma'am.
I'm just happy that I've had the opportunity to meet you all. So, Hennessy, where did the name Hennessy came from? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, you are.
Oh,
it's
right.
It's a funny story.
It's a government name.
Well, the name Hennessy Williams comes from, I love Christopher Williams music. I love Christopher Williams. And one night I was listening to some Christopher Williams and drinking some Hennessy, and and that's how it came, Hennessy Williams. When I was young,
wow.
I always wanted to be. I'll be sure Christopher Williams, so that's how I came up.
Wow. Well,
yeah,
I went
by another name for the longest.
Huh?
And that didn't work. I went by another name for the longest, and it never just like Miss Richardson's story, that other name just never worked for me. But as soon as I changed my name to Hennessy Williams, my whole career changed.
Wow. Well, you know,
yeah.
That would take some time, and like you say, he's still online also, and I'm not sure if y'all had a chance to talk that night yourself, because great.
Yeah,
and I was another man that performed too. He gave me his music, so I'm going to reach out to him also. I can't remember his name right now off the top of my head,
D.
but
Jones.
I'm sorry?
It was D. Jones.
D. Jones, okay, definitely.
Yeah,
so we'll definitely get him on the show. So the whole reason of this show is called a networking party, a kickoff to the networking party, which is actually in the midst starting right now on our page. What we do is we circulate your information, your music, your links, your logos, and we're allowing
yes.
people to find out more about you on a one-on-one by just taking a moment just to click through and see. So I know this week has been kind of close to getting you all information in, but anybody can join the networking party. We want to grow it as big as ever, and I'm just,
yeah.
you know, just happy to say. So anything you want to say to the listeners, I know that our time is about to be out, and we'll get you back on at another time. Anything you want to say to the listeners, any inspiration you wanted to inspire someone who wants to get into what you're doing?
Yeah, just never stop. I never stop. I've been doing this a long time. Never stop. You can check all my music out at www.vipfam.com. And right. any social media network, it's Hennessy Williams. Just keep striving at what you're doing. Never stop. Never stop. And if anybody needs me for anything, just hit me up and let me know. I'm coming.
All right. Okay, now. We got a lot of stuff, honey. Bayville is the capital, fashion capital of North Carolina, period. Always something going on there. Yes, yes, yes. So, Anthony, Ms. Richardson, you have anything you want to share to inspire others? Because, as you said, I remember you saying at the show that you all kind of stumble on what you have now, but you never know. But you had to have been in the mix of doing something to get that. So anything you want to share with others that want to pave the way for, you know, wanting to do something with their lives and just don't know how to go about getting it done?
Well, I would like to just say, you know, you surround yourself with like-minded people, people that
right.
think positive.
Amen.
And give up a positive energy. If you got positive energy around you, you grow. Wow, I can't even stress that enough, that is like a key to having positive people around you, because negativity brings you down. It makes you miss a time. And the time lost, you may lose money. And I would like to give everybody a chance to taste these teas. I'm sure a lot of people that they don't know that on my website that I created a section where they can get a sample of the teas for free. You just have to pay your shipping.
Okay.
$4.95. You probably got that on the floor of your car, and I would send the tea for. The tea is free, so I want to give everybody an opportunity to taste this tea now, because I don't know if you guys have seen my Facebook page here lately, but we just got an offer. We just got approved to be in Bentonville, Arkansas, at Walmart. It's on Facebook. You can see it on my page. And we also got a call from the new Atlanta Falcons Mercedes-Benz Stadium from the general manager. That's the next guy to Arthur Blank.
Wow.
To bring the teas, and we brought the tea to them, and they just had a field day. They couldn't believe it. They could not believe it. So let me send them to my website. My website
Anthony, I'm so sorry, but it's about to cut off. Our system is going to cut off. It's going to just give us a little bit of time, over 30 minutes. But I do apologize to all the listeners. What we can do is we could get that information out in social media. The ones there, they already know the followers that are following me. I will definitely send them that information as well. Also, they can find it on I'll Live Your Dream radio talk show. So before we get definitely turn off. And when I mean turn off, I mean I don't want to cut you off and then the show's in. But we want to say welcome to everyone for tuning in. Thank you all. We will definitely have y'all back on, because I love the, you know, what all the that we're doing in above. So thank you.
So much to say.
Thank you. You're welcome. And you all have a great night, and thank you all again for tuning in.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
you're welcome.
You. Bye bye. All right, thank you. Bye bye.